love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you. The love boat soon will be making another run. The love boat,
Rob's triple tonguing,
puking and having a ton of fun. Set a course for vagina. You're going to be finer at sea.
I don't know that.
I don't either. Welcome. Are we on?
Dirty Jack Jones. Yes. Hey, Mike, can I? Will you entertain
a
question?
How's your pollen?
How's your allergy?
Let's bet on how many inches of pollen we'll get this spring.
Fma!
Fna!
Fma! 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 Fma!
Quiet, everyone's looking.
Fma!
Feelings.
All right. Hey, Buzz.
You create a pressure and you use station tubes.
Let's talk about hate mail.
Yeah, I got a piece the other day that really mystified me.
You can't retrieve it, can you?
No, I can't. Yeah, it's not on my phone.
You're going to be working off of memory?
Yeah, yeah.
What did the...
Good night.
I remember this part.
Thanks, all. Thank you all for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. We're asking Buzz to use his memory.
No problem.
Show downloaded so fast today.
I said something the other day on the show that I know is controversial, because if you were to go back and listen and hear the way I said it and then kind of quickly... Correct. I didn't correct myself, but I said, "Hey, watch out! Sorry."
Right.
I think I apologized.
You backed off, yeah.
Because it's controversial, and the term is a term that I first heard on the golf course.
Really,
Mike? Controversy is your lifeblood. I would be shocked that you backed away from this.
The word we're talking about is split tail.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Or split tail.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of familiarity with it.
Is
other
it a hyphenated word?
I
hadn't
heard of it.
Is it one word or is it two words together?
I don't know.
Probably hyphenated.
Does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It says here the definition of spliteo is a vulgar term for a woman.
Oh, my.
It refers to the genitals.
I see.
I can't see how it could possibly be vulgar. Maybe disrespectful, but maybe. And really, it depends on context.
And really, not even that in the right context.
Well, you know,
there
seems to be a lot of the word split.
Sure.
Yes.
Tends to
be used. It could mean many things.
Like, have you ever heard a father say, "I'm going to hit you where the good Lord split you"?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard that one.
Yes. But it's not always bad. You could buy a split of champagne. You could have a banana split. Or you could say, "Hey, let's split."
Yeah, but you know what we're talking about
here. It's a funny word, split.
So what did your hate letter...
It was just a one-line message from a woman who was clearly offended. She said, "I can't believe you used the term split tail on today's show, and I found it offensive."
Well, I apologize.
Yeah, I didn't see what the deal was.
I don't know the deal, and that's probably why I said it.
Growing
however,
to love it more and more.
When I heard it the first time was on a golf course, and it was not complimentary.
Not flattering.
It was kind of like, well, this is what happens when you allow too many split tails out on the golf course.
Oh, dear.
And
it amused me.
This is a funny word.
You
now,
like split.
Listen to it.
Now, at the same time, here's my lack of knowledge.
Right.
Split.
My lack of knowledge about this term is so all-encompassing that I might really be saying something horrible that maybe a lot of people are offended by.
No.
Well, obviously that one woman was offended by that.
She
was
offended
by that.
If we don't offend somebody with something, we're not doing our
job. But I'm trying to find more. You know what?
Sounds like it would be good.
Here's
soup.
The problem with the internet. I look up definition of split tail. Then I get the online slang dictionary.
Okay, that sounds...
And for some reason, tell me why, and excuse me, I hate to make you edit at the beginning of the show.
Really?
But why the does the online dictionary have a map on it?
Well, maybe there's
what's the point?
Split tail America somewhere.
I don't know what it is. But then there's something like really gross here that looks like a... it looks like a...
A split? Two halves?
Look at... What am I looking at here? It looks like a worm.
I see that. Yeah,
is it
I can't
a chart?
Tell from here, but...
Is
and
it
it's
a
like
chart?
It's a vulgar meter.
A vulgar...
Great. Okay. Now here's something productive.
Handy.
How vulgar is this slang?
How... vulgar is it?
Average of 29. So only 29 people have voted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the average of 29 votes, 53%. So about half of the people say
think the term
this is vulgar.
That would be 15, I think.
Is offensive.
Can I ask this question, though?
Yeah.
Oh no! What? I think I know. What I think I know what the graph
can
is.
Can we tell it in any way, shape, or form?
Probably not.
Oh dear!
Can anybody tell what I'm looking at?
Well, from here it looks like a gummy worm.
Yeah, but it's not.
Oh,
look at it. Pass it around for the whole class to see.
Yeah, that's the only way. Because it's
now
very
you want to
small.
Talk about vulgar. You want to talk about vulgar in these slang dictionaries?
Oh, I bet I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Right, Mark has figured out what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you know what it is now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. You get up closer to it.
I see how they measure their vulgarity.
That's how they measure their vulgarity. And interestingly enough, it seems to apply to women as well. That would be a that's disgusting.
It certainly is. I'll never say it. I'll never
but
say
you know,
that again.
They use a tampon, is
yes,
what they do.
To measure vulgarity. Yes.
That's disgusting.
That's not right.
And it's how
well,
far
hold
the,
it, you know what?
The blood goes up.
Oscar.
It's not
he can get out of his car and out vulgar me.
That's right.
You know what? Great?
He can, that engine is still warm, and he can still out vulgar me. That's kudos to you. I wasn't even going to go there. I wasn't going to mention the BLOOD.
While it does look like what you said,
yes,
a feminine hygiene product, it is not. Because if you read it, it says to vote. Click the pepper. Oh. It's a chili pepper.
Oh, it's a chili.
Right.
Where is your mind?
All of our minds, because we
all of our minds.
That.
Did we not all think
from
that we were
distance,
looking at that?
From a distance, I thought it might be scat.
All right, I'm going to stop this the pregame right now.
But
and
don't you think that split tail sounds like a wonderful kind of soup?
I want to say to our listening audience, yes. I am all the women in our eyes. I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry too.
I love you all, and I had no intention of doing this today.
Meant no
and,
disrespect.
That's a pepper. That's a horrible graphic. Mm. Yeah.
It is.
Doesn't look anything poorly like a pepper.
And why would a pepper indicate vulgarity?
Yeah.
How hot is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Before we get out of our opening segment
Doug,
here.
Doug, do you ever use the word split tail?
I sure do. Yeah, Sergeant Fury, dear. How about the split tails?
We have so many split tails on the line.
Anyway, we had predictions for snow, and I think since we have already passed April Fool's Day.
Are they eerily accurate?
Oh, God.
How much cash was on the line?
I just stopped in Frankie.
This
he made it over here.
Oh, no. No.
April Fools, just wanted to get one in. That was a quick one. Gotcha. Anyway, so let me see. We all made our predictions. The cast and crew made their individual predictions for the number of significant snowstorms in the Washington, D.C. area.
And we defined that as 6 inches or more.
During the... You remember the things you remember.
And we each invested.
You can't remember the dinner bell, but you can remember that.
$20.
DC, was it $20?
Yeah.
$20
each? Good night, everybody.
It was $10 each.
It was $10 each?
No, I heard
$10 was the most recent.
At the time of drawing, it was $860
million. We'll get to that. Hold on a second. This is written down. Snowstorms in the D.C. area during the 2011-2012 season. November 2nd through April 1st. That was it was already
Excellent.
Written down. Each have put $10 into the pot.
Sorry.
And the winner takes all. The predictions are as follows.
Have we already paid our $10?
Did we already pay our $10?
I don't believe we have.
No one did.
I'm pretty sure I did.
April Fools.
Yeah. 2011-2012 snowstorms, 6 inches or more recorded at Dulles. Well, how many did we get?
We got zero, I believe. I don't think we hit more than
zero.
Less than 6 inches.
Zero storms of 6 inches or more. I think that makes sense.
Nice.
All right.
That's true.
It's like the snow just split.
Bringing up the rear with the most predictions to bringing up the rear. With the most predicted storms, Mr. R.J. Diaz.
Yeah.
Predicted a total of 6 storms, ladies and gentlemen.
And we had zero.
Coming in second to last, with a prediction of 5 storms, I give you Robert Bobo Wadham Spiewak.
Yeah.
And you know, I only missed it by 5.
Right.
Following him was Mr. Mark Ronick.
Yep. Yay, Mark.
With a total of 4 storms predicted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And following him was Buzz Burbank with a predicted 3 storms.
Hmm.
I thought I predicted one.
I'm just seeing it.
I see.
I was testing you. I actually predicted the 3 storms.
Oh.
I was just going to see, because if you really didn't remember,
I
was going to take the money. I was going to be just as unscrupulous as that lottery lady. Mike predicted 3 storms, and Oscar predicted 2 storms.
Mm-hmm. Ah, there you go.
But the clear winner, ladies and gentlemen, the man with the plan.
He was still wrong.
Predicting 1 storm, but still winning.
The closest.
Buzz Burbank predicted 1 major storm.
Since we did not get it exactly, I think we should take the pot and split it.
Yeah, I disagree.
You disagree with that?
Yeah.
Well, why would you disagree with that?
Because he didn't get one.
Yeah, under Price is Right rules,
I went over.
Do you mean you agree with Rob?
I agree with Rob. No one won.
Do you know what you just did? You just jumped in and you said, I disagree. Rob just said we should split the pot.
I disagree with Buzz. That's what I disagree with.
No, but you spoke, Ray.
Okay.
Now, come on now. Help me out, guys.
You're
this
right.
is, yeah, no, this is yeah, RJ you're communicating
right. you're
again.
This is, you gave
you're,
us a yes.
You're
no.
okay, Mike.
RJ jumped in. Rob, come on. Would you like to say, didn't he say, I disagree with, right after you said
you
split
did,
the pot?
You did say it wrong, but your notion is right.
Okay.
No one should have to pay anybody anything.
Thank
right.
you, Rob.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that. I went over.
Unless we want
I wish
roll.
I had a gavel. Start the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, Daddy.
What in the hell are you doing here?
Wherever Jerry Lee Lewis goes, Myra Gale Lewis goes too.
Jerry, we've been going all over the plans for your big tour to England. Want to take a look?
Oh, I'm so excited. I always want to go to England.
Well, little lady, we don't think it might be such a good idea if you'd come along on this particular trip.
Well, we'll just say she's 15. That'll be all right, Mom.
Is it true that you're married to this girl?
Yes, I am. And proud of it. This is my little bride. Myra Gale Lewis.
But she looks so young.
How old is she?
She's 15.
15 years old? Isn't that a bit young to be a wife?
Gosh, no. Back home, people get married at 10. One girl got wed at 9.
How could you?
You know, y'all would have lost the war without us. You just think about that.
Jerry, looking ahead, don't you think your popularity will be diminished at home?
Back home, they take a different view of this sort of a thing. I expect a great reception when I get back there. My fans will understand.
Mr. Lewis, do you have any final words for England?
Yeah. England can kiss my ass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Happy Cappy Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 13 million times and heard in 149 countries. We're really trying to get 150 countries.
It'd be nice to have that round number.
Is there a 150th country? I think we're in all of them, aren't we?
Are we in all of them?
Yeah, they're like 180 or something.
Yes, yeah. So 150 be something to shoot for.
All right.
Even the dial-up ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Call us anytime.
Come on,
you?
Somalia.
Had some good calls yesterday. 718-506-1625. It is Tuesday, April 3, 2012. And you have to have something if you call. Our show is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. Now, NVCC offers CPR and first aid training. You might not think this is something you need, and God love you, I hope you never do.
Right.
But if you have this in your back pocket and you're in a situation where you can use it, imagine how that would make you feel. They offer this first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield, Virginia, and you can like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center, or you click their ad on our website. I'm going to run down to the Manassas campus and get some first aid training and some CPR training as well. I look forward to doing that.
Pick up the Heimlich, because I'm getting tired of chewing.
Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Love that.
It's
and it's really, I don't think it's a day, fellas. I'll find out.
Yeah.
But let's find out. RJ, find out how long it takes to get these
There are
these
sessions
that
will last a day. There are sessions that we're invited to attend.
Oh, so good. Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that.
We'll pack
and,
a lunch.
You know, take a class nice. To save a life. And some of them are a day. Find out the time limits on all these, because I know
certainly
people
will.
Are very busy in this world of ours. And I want to find out also if they have weekend classes.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff.
I know that for sure.
They do? That's good. They have. Look at that. Yeah, you're researching. You're knowing this off the top of your head.
Well, he's working very closely with the client.
That's
so.
Good. That's good
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. On the program. On the program today. You're a bastard.
We didn't get
on
any
the program,
snow at all.
On the program today. Maryland lottery winner.
Yes.
Mr. Ronick got Mr. O'Mara at the very beginning
yeah,
of the
like
nice, nice.
Maryland lottery winner, I wrote, what WTF? Because what is wrong with that woman? The political ad. I got this idea yesterday. I know I'm not going to do it justice, but I'll try it out on you guys
okay. And
see if it makes any sense.
Okay.
Got some thoughts on the show, the hit show that everybody's been talking about recently, Mad Men.
Right.
I might be done with it. God.
What was wrong with it this week?
It sucks. Anyway, breaking the morning TV habit,
uh-huh.
Sarah Palin. I can't. I want to find out, how do you do it? How do you break a habit that you have enjoyed when you're not doing morning radio for your entire existence?
Is there a patch? Could you get a patch or something?
It's as addictive to me as yeah. This is why I think when you have a TV morning news program like the Today Show, people get addicted and they just can't break their habit. Yeah. So we'll talk about that.
You and Lenny.
Let me start with this today.
Okay.
Is anybody having a post-show letdown? Is anybody having a post? Am I the only one?
No.
Can you explain, elaborate?
I just yesterday was so depressed all day long. No. I'm better today. Well, that's sad. But yesterday I was just really down.
When did we announce the show to within the our circle? We were planning on that for 3 months.
Yeah.
And it built
and
for
we
3
really,
months.
We, it was all encompassing.
I don't even plan Christmas for 3 months.
A good month of it was getting those tickets out and promoting them. And then when we sold out, there's a little bit of a dip, but then we came back because the anticipation for doing the show was coming up.
And prepping the material and then, all
but
the
yesterday,
details.
I mean, we had that amazing success on Saturday, and I just kind of went, crashed.
Part of the deal is it's over at that point. If you're rehearsing for months for a play, the play is going to run at least a month. And so you pretty much get that out of your system.
We
but
couldn't do
this
that.
This was over in one night.
Yeah. Yeah. So next time we'll do a series of 10 shows in a row.
That's right. That's the answer.
A tour.
No, that would mean, God forbid.
Yeah, exactly.
Really. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But if I had to do like 10 nights in a row of that, I don't know how people do it. I really don't know. I don't know how Jimmy Kimmel does it.
The tenth night, the audience might be a little lean.
Jimmy Kimmel and Conan and Letterman, they come out and that bing bing bing. That's their job. That's this.
Yeah, that is.
So I could do that.
Yeah, yes, you could.
Thank you. I'd love to. Let me take
you accept the offer.
100 pounds off, and I'll call you. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
But man, it's like you just exhale and you keep exhaling and you keep exhaling and you keep exhaling, and then it's like, and it's over.
I mean, I stayed up super late on Saturday, Sunday morning, till 4:30 in the morning.
Me too.
Slept a reasonable amount during the day Sunday, but was pretty wiped out coming in here yesterday. But then just walking around going, sorts of dark, horrible, creepy, nasty thoughts.
Oh, no.
Creep into my my world.
Like what?
No.
Murder.
No.
Incest?
None of those dark thoughts.
Sloth?
Skullduggery?
No, it's just horrible. I feel miserable. And I was not nice to my lady last night, and we had a fight, and she's mad at me. And
Rob, she wearing sunglasses today?
There were no beatings. No, none of the beatings.
Mike
took place.
I walked into a door.
With both eyes.
Is that why you dressed up today, to sort of break the mood?
What happened?
No, I got some dry cleaning that came back.
Okay.
And I felt like putting on regular pants.
Fresh laundry.
I actually get tired of wearing jeans sometimes.
Mike, Mike.
I never tire of you in jeans.
Yeah, you.
What happened?
Don't get me started on you. Oh. What?
What happened? What'd you do to make her upset?
I'm
just curious.
I think because I was exhausted and depressed that I she said a couple of things. Gave me a hard time about being on the computer.
Oh no!
Gave me a game.
Those adult sites.
Not gave me a hard time, but just
are you visiting the Bang Brothers again?
No, she didn't like the fact that I've got my nose
buried
in this thing.
Like
so many of us that have become addicted in it. I'm using ever since I got this wonderful laptop. I'm on it a lot, and I use it for the show, and I respond to, I think it
that's
keeps
part
me
of
up
your
to
job.
Date. So I reacted badly to that, and then there was a comment about using too much maple syrup when I was cooking my apples. Little stuff.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
But little
that's
stuff that
dig.
I, and yeah. then, you know,
you
it really,
any, hey, you got any of those
and
apples
I lost about 9 pounds doing my little maple syrup in place of sugar apple thing. It's my little dessert that I have. And I have a splash of maple syrup. Hold on. I have a splash of maple syrup and I cook my apples in it. That's what I do. And I put cinnamon in there. It's a wonderful, I call it an apple pie in a bowl, but it's not any of the bad stuff.
And you know what? Both of your problems were caused by apples.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Is that what you were waiting to say?
No, I was going to ask if you had any of those apples left because they sound delicious.
Yeah, they're actually good. I got them they're the ones that come in the plastic at Costco.
I mean, cooked apples.
But I really, it's so.
Did you snap?
Probably. Not snap, but I mean, I snapped.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Fair?
I snapped. There it is. I snapped. Thanks for asking me that. But I just really, I think this is symptomatic of just the crash after. It was such
a
high.
There is a crash.
It was such a high. And then it's just like you go back to, okay, we have to look forward to.
Did watching, I know know you said you watched some of the video yesterday. Did that help at all?
I watched it like early in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and they did a great job on the stream.
They really
still,
did.
Incidentally, we are still leaving the stream up.
That's
correct?
Right. And the company is Video Files. They're actually also the ones that produced our DVDs, the mass production of the DVDs.
While we are getting plugs in that we have not done yet for the show, we need to say a special thanks to Signs by Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You'll find our friends Kevin and Phil on Sudley Road in Manassas.
Phil?
They are wonderful guys. You can call them at 703-530-0070. I just called my lady, and she is using them for her new office as well. Uh-huh. That's 703-530-0070. Or you can write them at manassas@signsbytomorrow.com. What?
Carl's also getting a sign made that says F you, Mike.
Okay. You know, I was really trying to have a nice, smooth segue, the two enablers over here. And I'm not talking about enabling bad behavior, enabling conflict.
They listen to the show.
What's that?
The Kevin and Phil, they listen to the show.
Kevin and Phil, I look forward to I'd like to meet you guys because...
Really got nice guys.
You know, now we need to replace our wooden cutouts as
well. Yeah, I'm going to talk to the guy who made those and we'll have maybe bigger ones.
I'd like a set.
I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, we'll do
life size?
Whatever we...
And speaking of those wooden animation figures... I also wanted to say thank you to Gabe Strine. I know you think I'm having a love affair with him.
No, you don't. You know what? As far as I'm in the I'm in the love affair camp with Gabe Strine.
Yeah.
You know, he just churns stuff out so efficiently.
He's so good.
And does
always
know,
perfect, always
really.
Ahead of deadline.
That right. animation, when that came up, the crowd just went crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it really was a delight to work with him. And he still churns this stuff out month after month, and people enjoy it. And I love Gabe Strine. Yeah. I really do. Mm-hmm. And he's a very nice guy, too. I fortunately... I've not met him in person, but I've only communicated with him online, and he really is a good
super
guy.
Talented.
So this is not unusual. You're not experiencing it.
I'm okay.
You're not normal.
I've been busy,
but I mean, anyway,
it's absolutely normal. It is.
Yeah, I think
the only reason I'm not, I got so much other stuff going on.
Exactly,
you do have a lot. Yeah. You have a your dad is. Your dad doing well?
Yeah, he just
Oscar's
you don't know,
dad had surgery yesterday.
I haven't talked about it anywhere.
No.
But I don't mind talking about it.
I'm sorry if I violated.
No, it's okay. No,
I didn't
okay.
think you would mind that.
We went through so much last year that it was taxing enough to deal with it. So this was something private. Okay. My father had to have a follow up surgery, which was scheduled for April 1st, and he didn't know. Like he clearly didn't know I had a big show coming up, and it's just my family came in town. Mm. And
you've been flying pretty good for the last month. You've been going at like a bat out of hell.
So what was supposed to be the culmination of such a really kind of a stressful week, but a good week was supposed to be the show.
Right.
Because I had Shannon in town for the first time, was meeting her family.
Your
and then
birthday.
My birthday. Mm-hmm. What really was what was a great night on Saturday really became an amazing day today and last night when my father finally came out of surgery successfully.
Very good to hear.
He's doing great, and you know the prognosis is good, so I thank you for giving
think
me the time.
What it is, and we can all agree with this, here's the thing. I believe that the relationship, somebody said this online, and I totally agree with it, that our relationship with people that listen to this show is like a family. Someone was referring to going to the show with all 800 people and mingling and commenting on how friendly it was. It was not
like
a normal
show. You know
show,
everybody.
Because you do feel like you kind of know everybody because you have this very specific laser-like focused show in common, and it's not like going to see that. We're not big like other radio shows might be, or like the Rolling Stones or something. You're going to see this, and you have this wonderful thing in common.
That unites
and that's the way it is. With that said, though, when you mention your dad, it certainly puts it in perspective because you go out on a stage and you're getting a standing ovation, you're high-fiving people in the audience, and you're doing that, and you can see how I think you lose a little bit of perspective, and it kind of gets in your head a little bit, and you can see why celebrities get a little messed up.
Yes.
I mean, I love the way we do our thing here. I like that. I think, and I love going out and doing live shows at the same time, but you get a little perspective. It just makes you a little squirrely because you almost don't feel, you get that kind of reaction from people, and it blows you away. And I've been struggling so long, you know, both on the radio and off the radio with this podcast, that it's just, you know, it's different for me, you know, and it's strange. It's a strange feeling, and I think you you put it in perspective when you say the real priorities in this world.
True enough.
That's where they come from. But that's not to say we're not going to be clamoring for it again. Right. And you know, sometime, hopefully sooner than later, we'll be. I'd love to do another show at the
this Friday.
Theater.
That's a great place.
I wrote this on my page as I was pulling into your street on my Facebook page, so I was just really happy.
You must have been at a stoplight
to be able to spend time with my father this morning. He seemed so healthy.
Right.
And as I'm,
I love to hear that.
Thank you. As I'm pulling in here to your spot, and I was running late, and I'm usually stressed out about that. I sat here and I was like, Jesus, like we all are in our respective rights, really, really lucky.
Yeah.
And as much as, you know, don't get happy, but life is good.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And to do it, I don't care. You know, the
you're right. Well said, Oscar.
Our listeners know that we struggle financially every day on this show. Mm-hmm. We do. Mm-hmm. To keep everybody going. And, you know, many of us on this show rely on what we do here to feed our families.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. we really tell you that, and we're honest about that. And it really doesn't matter at all. Mm-hmm. That part.
Right.
The part that's fun is just the creative part,
right,
and doing this and having. There was a moment backstage, I think we talked about this yesterday, at the State Theater, where Rob and I were standing up there and we heard people mimicking one of our bits outside.
In the alley,
And it was one of the best moments of my career to hear that, you know, and we get it. And you're so generous that the people that listen to the show by giving us the feedback. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of a family situation.
Yeah, very intimate.
But our immediate family, that's the priority. And the best news I've gotten today is that your dad's doing well. That is wonderful.
And my
news.
Brother was even overwhelmed by the way he was so well received by our listeners.
Right.
And being up on stage and watching them singing along to his songs, he was floored by that.
Yeah,
that's just so amazed. Cool.
You were talking about the two families, and I want to point out that the bigger family, the listeners of this show, are very supportive and behind Oscar's dad, just as they were behind me when I was in the hospital. 100%. It is a family situation.
It's a lot of fun, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. Yeah. And, you know, we just want to keep growing it. That's all we want to do. Speaking of, you know, being on stage and getting accolades and all that good stuff that we say is not really important, but we clamor for
God,
it.
We sure. love it.
What about these Webbies? Did you hear that Patton Oswalt is going to be hosting the Webbies? And my question to you, Mark Ronick, are you aware of this awards show, the Webbies?
I am.
And what is it, and how do people
and
involve
how do we win?
Themselves?
Yeah, how do
we're late. We're not. We didn't get any applications.
Yeah,
yet,
I've actually dabbled with it before for us, and the thing is that you have to pay to be a part of it.
Oh. Yeah.
And so to me, that's just not really a legitimate
we don't
way
have
to do
the
it.
Dough,
and so to be nominated, you have to give them money.
Oh,
That's so Hollywood. That's like buying a star on the Walk of Fame.
Do they have like categories for best podcast and things like
that? There are categories like that.
Is it less money if you do like pretty good podcast?
Perhaps.
And we can still get a trophy?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something?
I like to look for these things because I do like to try to get us submitted into these different contests.
I think it was Lisa Kudrow that hosted it last year.
Yes, that's
right. And then Patton. So, I mean, is it like... Not is
it
low podcast
rank, or is it great?
They do a video podcast of their actual award show
ceremony.
Okay,
so it's like a podcast.
What do they give
way.
Awards for? Different categories?
Yeah, all different categories from sports.
So you explored this.
Oh yeah,
and how? And did you enter Mark and Lowell in the?
Of course,
in the Webbies?
No,
and they're winning this year.
They are winning.
And now we're back to normal.
Like how much?
feels good.
How much?
You're
would
up for
it
most have... Jewish, aren't you?
Yes.
How much? Like, does it? I mean, how much do you have to pay to get an like a nominee?
Yeah,
nomination.
Yeah, I think it was the last time I looked. I think it was something like $650.
Oh well,
that was like last year. So I'll look into it again. And just
so
let
there's
you know
an entry fee to submit your.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute.
Then it's a racket.
Wait a minute.
Of course,
$650 just to have your show considered?
Yes.
Per
that's,
show.
That's what
per
it was
show.
Last year.
We can't possibly afford to take that chance.
What we can do is set up our own web awards and charge people that same thing.
That's a great idea.
And let's undercut them. $580.
Right.
How about the potties?
Yeah.
I like it.
The potties.
That's brilliant.
The potty.
Somebody copyright that.
P-O-D-D-Y.
The potties, where it's not, I don't care about anybody that you know has a new app. I care about the podcast themselves.
Yeah. And the big award of the night will be called Big Potty.
There is some website. First of all, stop it. You're typing right now. Stop it. Nerds, stop. No. I know there's one. I know there's a podcast award.
Right.
I know there's one. Shut up. Stop it. I know. Stop. Stop. You were starting to type. Yeah, I know you were doing that. You were stopped.
Delete.
Stop
delete,
right
delete.
Now. Delete.
Pause the stream.
I know there's
get
one.
Some parts down right, on
I shouldn't have talked. I shouldn't have talked about award show. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to do a little TV talk for everybody right now because something has just really run its course with me.
Oh dear.
We'll be right back with the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest deals for us on stage at the State Theater on Saturday night was the fact that Mr. Spiewak rolled out there in his 46-long jacket.
Yeah.
What was your jacket when you started the Wait Not program?
I'm thinking it was a 58.
Wow. 58.
Wow.
And like now, 11 jacket sizes.
Wow.
Because Rob went on Wait Not, is on Wait Not. 855-WAIT-NOT. 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in.
I am maintaining a loss of 75 pounds before I do my last phase. And I told Carrie, I looked, people were so great. They posted so many great pictures from Saturday night. Yeah. I said, Carrie, look, I've never looked this good in my life.
Who
she
is
says,
that guy?
She'll say, yeah, and you never will. But enjoy that night. But yeah,
enjoy
I love that. I wish that jacket could get a Webby Award.
I mean, really, you looked fantastic.
Thank you.
You can do the same. We appreciate all of the success stories. A friend of ours,
so
Tab Patterson,
we've heard,
who
yeah.
was taking all our pictures.
Looks
I
great.
Remember when Tab was a little bowling ball.
Yeah.
And Tab's like a waif-like guy. Looks
yeah,
like Bill
is.
Maher right now. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I right before the show, I didn't talk about it because it's not anything compared. And I look like a tub of boots when I got up next to Rob on stage. But I have also gotten back into the negative territory.
Attaboy.
I'm continuing
good for you.
Much slower than you, but I'm also I'm also on the Wait Not program, and I'm talking about the principles they teach you, which is the other benefit of this. I was on, and then I got the knee surgery, and I gained some weight back. I went back on the Wait Not program. What I do now is I take what the Wait Not program teaches, mm-hmm. and I am losing usually, I would say probably about 1 to 2 pounds a week is my weight loss
Perfect.
Now. And I would not know how to eat without the Wait Not program that has made me a healthier person
and
for it. I'm really happy, and I'm hoping, when I'm getting into that good territory again, I'm going to start using myself on these Wait Not ads, too.
And the thing that is so great about Wait Not is it's not candy bars. It's not shakes. It's not
right.
powdered, reconstituted
right.
food. You're eating real food.
Yeah,
you can
absolutely.
Eat at any restaurant.
Yep.
You can eat it at your house, and it's fine. You can feed Wait Not food to your family.
You mm-hmm. can.
It's just
it's
eating
terrific.
Smart.
Yep,
so.
Absolutely. WaitNot.com, unbelievable results you can believe in. We thank them very much for their patronage. We really appreciate that. Boy, I watched this show, TiVo'd, but I watched it last night. And Mad Men, Jesus Christ. It's just, I know this is a very hyped show, and I know they talk about it, but there's not enough of the ad business. And when I have to deal with a whole show of one of the worst actresses in television, January Jones,
she does, yeah.
being fat, January Jones plays one note. And can't possibly play any more notes. And it is so depressing to watch her. And I don't know, do you watch Mad Men on
I
a regular basis?
I've watched every episode except this week.
Same here.
Okay. My DVR. Same here.
It's just...
What did you think of the premiere, the two-hour premiere? I thought was very, very good.
I thought
good.
It was okay, but it puts me into this huge...
Well, it's
depressing.
Dark.
It's dark,
dark
yeah. but it's here's the thing. I know it's dark, but it's dark to the point of being unrealistic. Life is a drag. Life can be a heavy deal.
Right.
But it's not, every single person on that show is depressed for one reason or another. And the people that are happy get shot down by the people that are depressed
right.
all the time. And it's ridiculous. I don't like this show.
Careful then.
But no, we have the most, you can have moments where you're legitimately filled with joy,
yeah.
even if it's going to the bar.
And they used to have a little of that, but
when,
it does
when
seem it, to
they had been. A little bit when Roger Sterling, mm-hmm. that gray-haired dude,
right.
whatever the actor's name
right.
is, I don't know what his name, when he was more, going out and getting loaded and coming back and puking.
When
I,
was,
that's
yeah.
when I
well,
liked
see,
Mad
now,
Men.
And now he's paying the price for that. But,
oh,
yeah.
my God.
The first
I can't
season
even keep,
was the best season.
I can't even keep track of Betty Draper, who's now married to another guy, and like married him, and in 5 minutes was in a horrible marriage.
Right.
And Don Draper, who has this beautiful piece of ass girlfriend, but yet is still
not
in this colossal, massive depression.
Right.
Do you watch the show Mad Men?
I do. I haven't seen the season premiere, but I've caught up. And what I didn't like about the last season was it was getting darker and darker. What was great about the first couple seasons was that they really showed you how they. It was all about the agency.
It was the ad business.
I love the agency.
The ad business, pitching clients. They just don't do that anymore. And I've got to see Betty Draper going, I'm lying in bed and I've gained weight and I'm so depressed. Yeah.
Get on a treadmill, bitch.
What the hell? But that was 1960, so it would be one of those.
Between the split tail and that, we're going to have some good mail after this show.
I think they should put on one of those old-fashioned agitating belts that they used to use for weight loss. You know what I mean? I'd watch that for 6 days.
I guess here's my question. You're the biggest fan in the room of that show.
Yeah, I'm still with
Don't you think that they could... Would they really damage their brand if they lightened up a little bit? If lightened up just a little bit?
Absolutely not. In fact, I think they would strengthen it, reinforce it if they did that.
I'd love to see
them. Although I did enjoy watching her eat the two ice cream sundaes and the box of Bugles, I guess it was.
She was eating Bugles.
Yeah.
Who remembers Bugles as a kid?
Oh, God. My
see,
favorite.
Bugles.
Yeah.
Oh, see, we all.
Bugles.
Bugles are if you want to just throw it to the wind and go, I don't care if I have a heart attack today.
They taste so
Bugles
good.
Are a fabulous food.
Bugles and dip.
Oh, Bugles and dip.
Yeah,
I love Bugles. I love Bugles.
I'll have Bugles.
It's also tough for that show overall just to be so dark because you wait so long to see the new season.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're so meticulous about how they actually put together.
Beautifully crafted. Beautifully photographed. I really think that the weak link might be with some of their casting. I really do.
I think maybe that Betty Draper is undercast. She was probably cast for her beauty. But if you think back to the first and second season when it was more about the ad game.
And she was just the piece of ass wife.
She was just the piece of ass. That's when you use her right. The problem is we wanted a show about the ad game. And what they gave us in about season three is a show about a man's secret double life.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
I hate it.
I like the life of Don Draper now. I like to see him being a brilliant ad guy.
One of the reasons why do we like Nothing in Common? Because it's the ad game.
Right.
They're coming out and they're pitching ideas.
I want
now,
more of that, too.
I like that part. Yeah. So anyway, that's it. And now getting back to what I talked about earlier, the Today Show with a guest host, Sarah Palin.
I'm sorry.
Pretty interesting stuff.
I've been living under a rock the last couple of days.
Yes.
But I know that there is... I know Katie Couric is guest hosting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that Sarah
Palin. That's at Good Morning America.
Yeah, it's GMA.
That's right.
I know that Sarah Palin's out there, and I've seen some headlines. Can you break it down, like what's going on and what Sarah Palin's actually
doing? Seems to be. I don't know. I don't pay attention
sweeps?
To sweeps, but are we at the beginning of sweeps?
Yeah, we are. And they're getting ready for it. It's April, gearing up for the May sweeps. But I think vacation schedules may have played into this. But we have Oprah on CBS. We have Sarah Palin on NBC and Katie Couric on ABC, the one network she hadn't worked for until
so
now.
So do you think the NBC move perhaps is a little counter-programming because it seemed to come up only on Friday?
Last minute.
Totally last minute.
Last minute, they panicked. They said, everybody else is doing stunts. We need to do one, too. Who can we get?
Oh, and, you said stunt.
And it's funny because they're trying to keep it to a dull roar.
Right.
But some of the people are giving her a hard time, and she's just, she's who she is.
Right.
Yeah.
She still looks great.
I know.
Yeah. Does she?
Yeah.
Looks
yeah. And then
amazing.
She opens that mouth and says, "I support anyone who isn't Barack Obama."
She does, and you get the and you see the tension that's on that set. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's just I don't know. It doesn't feel right. I mean, this is a different kind of show, and now that everybody's doing the stunting, it's a little weird. I'm almost ready to break the habit of the Today Show.
April Fool's.
I wish it had been April Fool's, and I consider that was
right.
a possibility.
Right.
Buzz says he doesn't consider the Today Show news, and he never has. I do, and I think it is literally like the crown jewel of the NBC news department.
That would be the nightly news.
Really?
Well, no, but I mean, but also Rob and I have always said, Rob and I, in that first 15 minutes, you will get everything you need to know.
That's true. They do
about what's
they do
going
a newscast
so
from 7 to 7:20.
From but otherwise, I agree. I agree with Buzz. I think it's fluff and
different producers. I mean, I just the thing we talked about, the screw up, the editing of the cheating and the editing. Yeah. I don't think that would happen on the nightly news that Brian edits. Whereas in the
don't
morning,
count
it's
on
more
that.
Of an entertainment
yep.
show.
Don't count on that.
But
There's no integrity in the nightly news anymore. Hasn't been for 20 years.
And why he says that, I actually have those two tapes. I was going to run them in the vault. But
this is where they edited the Trayvon thing together?
This is what the Today Show ran without saying any edits had been made. Okay, here it's George Zimmerman, right?
Yeah, George Zimmerman.
Okay, this is the actual tape that the Today Show ran.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
Okay, here is the raw tape. This is what they made that from. Right.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Totally, totally changes it.
Absolutely incendiary and almost, I mean, really astonishing. And I think, Buzz, when you say the evening news, they're under the same umbrella. So, I mean, you would have the chance of that kind of, you know, these people are trying to get ratings. That's the game they're in. It's not like it used to be back in the days of Walter Cronkite.
It's funny because I'm not a big Today Show guy. It's just that's not something I grew up on.
Right. You work for a living, and you're up, and you're not.
Yeah, but it still comes. It comes on at what, 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning,
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Do you watch anything in the morning, or what do you do?
I listen to the news.
Okay,
news station. That's what I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what I know is I go home, and it doesn't matter if it's midnight, 11 p.m., 10 p.m., or if I get home on a blue moon at 7:30 or 7 o'clock to watch nightly news on the East Coast here, mm-hmm. I'll watch it. But I know most of those stories by that time.
Right.
Because I've read them on the web.
Right.
But there's something about tradition and a habit that you talk about that you said, how can I break that habit? It's not a bad habit. It's really not.
You
just sit there. And even last week.
It's a tradition.
Last week I came home. I got home like at midnight, and I turned it on. It makes me feel good to know that I'm watching what I always watch.
Yeah, it's a roundup of those stories.
So it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. And but really, can we all agree on one factor? Justin, here we go on the misogynistic theme that's running through today's show a little bit. Can't we just get a few more pieces of ass,
please?
Like there's a lady
like Univision does.
There's a lady that was just hired.
Well, or at least
for the sideline reporter job for the Washington Nationals.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now I don't pay a lot of attention to the Washington Nationals.
Yeah. Well, why would you?
They live in the land of suck.
You don't like America's team?
They've got her name.
Come on, Rob.
I got. Hold on.
Instead of all women, they need to split the duties.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to put this in there.
Did you guys hear with all these stunts going on this week on the morning shows? Apparently, Ryan Seacrest has some huge announcement he was supposed to make today.
Yeah.
And
Christina Acra.
No, I haven't seen her.
Christina Acra.
Christina. Look up an image search for image. Christina.
Acra.
Christina, Kristina, Akra.
Christina with a K.
Named new.
What's that about?
Hey now.
Named new Nationals sideline reporter. Did you get an image of her yet?
Yeah, it's coming up. Everybody's, damn autocorrect.
Everybody's favorite topless sideline reporter.
Just for the Today Show, and I love mine.
Do you know who Brett McHenry is?
Oh, my God. Yeah, but she left.
She's going to San Diego.
Did I ever tell the story about Brooke McHenry?
No. Isn't it Britt or is it
Britt? I don't remember.
Britt Brooke.
You forget him as soon as you memorize him. Anyway, so she was the sports reporter over at Channel 7.
Uh-huh.
Kind of an up-and-coming. Was it Britt?
Britt.
Britt McHenry.
Let's go with that.
Yes. I think it was Split.
No. I know.
Split McHenry, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
I follow her on Twitter.
That's Split.
Yeah, I think then that must be
it's Twit McHenry.
This is Christina Acra.
I don't know which one to show you guys.
I know.
Show them all.
Different.
I know.
But show them now.
A lot of different
Show
pictures.
Us one at least.
It's show incredible. It right now.
So she went to San Diego. What was the story?
Well, she was on my radio show, and I followed her. And then some people were giving her crap on some websites.
Uh-huh.
And I sent her a nice little note that said, don't let the a-holes get you down.
Right.
You know, I really like what you do. And we'd love to have you on the show.
Uh-huh.
Like a week later. She's gone.
Gone.
From Facebook.
Wow.
From Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
She's out. No, she's gone. I felt
you.
I took it totally personally. And then like a week later, she's like left the market.
Yeah.
You killed
her. I think she was really affected by her press.
You killed her the way I killed Etta James.
All right, show everybody.
This is like a casual picture, but you can still completely.
Holy mackerel. Casual. She's gorgeous. Jesus.
All right, I want like tickets along the first base line for it.
Wow. I want.
Now, I think she was a cheerleader. I think she was a professional cheerleader.
She was a dancer. She was a dancer.
We do have a phone here. We should probably book her on the show.
I respect
book her.
This is the time to get her.
I'll take care of
that. Before she realizes how insignificant she is. That we
I would love it if she would do sideline reporting for this show. She could stand just on the other side of the curtain.
We got a seat here.
Well, here's to the Nats, and here's to... Really, I like the fact that they're bringing these people on.
Doing something right.
That is certainly better than when they make the president's run.
Beats winning.
Oh, God. That's so jive, isn't it?
The worst.
The running president.
Yeah. No, I love
auditions
that.
Auditions are being held.
Teddy, you enjoy
that? That's because you probably have had like 15 beers before you even see
Now, when
happen.
They run the presidents, I'm always rooting for George.
We should do... everybody, listen, when we have a... Can we do another? Can we make a date to do another baseball game this year?
Baseball, yes.
The whole gang.
Everybody.
I didn't get to go last year.
Let's get a van full, and we'll see if we can get some tickets. Don't you have a connection over there or something like
not
that?
Not anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Can
okay.
I make a request?
I think we do.
Sadly, all the games are sold out.
Right.
Good luck getting a seat.
What do you want?
So, if I'm not mistaken, the president's box, which is in back of home plate.
Right.
Those tickets, when you go, there's a private bar underneath the actual clubhouse.
Really?
It's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
I think we could pull that mark for some obscure game that might not get sold out.
Yeah, why not?
We have the advantage of course, day baseball in this town gets sold out.
Day baseball. Yeah,
no. Day baseball. Losers go. All right, before we break, got to get this in. The Maryland lottery winner. Has anybody seen this lady?
Yes.
I've seen her, and amazingly, we have the same interior decorator.
Buzz, what's the latest on this lady?
Well, it's already started. You know, it's just a few days after the drawing, and it looks like we're headed for our first lawsuit. 37-year-old Merlanda Wilson of Westport, Maryland, is one of the winners to split that $656 million. She works at a McDonald's. She was part of a pool of coworker money to buy lottery tickets.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But Merlanda says the winning ticket was one she bought on her own. Separate from the group.
All right, let me stop
you.
We haven't
seen her ticket yet, by
That's
the way.
That's the big, and she hasn't produced her ticket yet.
Right,
she hasn't gone to the Maryland lottery yet.
Right.
She says, and she's even hinky when they ask her about it. She speaks very broken English. It's very difficult
to
understand.
She got the darting eyes, too.
And she looks as sinister as humanly possible. Because I'm with her coworkers. Look, the way we did it, if one of us hit,
mm-hmm.
The only modification would have been, well, we didn't hit for the full amount, and that's when we said the $2 million.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then you scale it down to whatever that third of it is, so you would get a third of the
Did anyone run their tickets and win like a little amount?
Carla's going to run ours.
I threw mine away.
I haven't ran them yet. Yeah. But I will say that I bought tickets on my own for this group, and then I went to dinner with Shannon, Todd, and one of his friends. And we had fortune cookies with numbers.
We're going to pass today.
Yeah, I think
and so. That was so That's funny to watch.
Right.
You say Shannon, and Rob instantly, his eyes roll over to Mike. And Mike smiles, and he's looking at Rob.
In another life, as Major Bill would say,
yes.
Not today,
boys. Not today, boys.
Or maybe later in the show.
So I bought tickets with those fortune cookie numbers.
How much did you win?
But in my head.
No, I'm sorry.
But in my head, I said, whoever wins, I hope everybody understands I got to give $2 million to all these guys because it didn't matter whose
tickets
they were.
Because it doesn't matter. Yes. And you know what? And that's why if you're involved in a pool, it doesn't matter that you say because it's totally hinky. Mm-hmm. But I think as far as a court of law, possession is the whole game, right?
Does this make me a dick? I bought two lottery tickets, one for the show and one for myself.
It makes you a cheapskate.
Well, that would have been a question. That would have been in question.
That would have been, if all this were real, if this story about Merlanda was real, I'd be in a similar situation.
That's totally bold because we said it wasn't buying tickets for yourself. Mm. It was if any of us win.
Right. Okay.
Did you really do that?
Yeah.
He's man enough to admit it, at least.
He's terrific. He's going to bring the gates of hell on himself.
I didn't win either one, so there's your karma.
What happened to you when you almost died?
There's your karma.
When did you turn into a dick?
About then.
I swear
it was about
to
then.
God.
Yeah.
Who buys
would you really,
two lottery tickets?
Would you really have come
one
in and
me,
said, that
one
was
for
my,
them.
I would give you the $2 million, but mine was the one that won.
No, I am honest, and I set one aside and said, this one is for the show, and this one is for me.
I
wouldn't have swapped them or anything. I really wouldn't.
So if you had won with your ticket,
yeah,
you wouldn't have helped us out at all.
I wouldn't be here now.
But what about, would you have given us any money? I know we said $2 million.
Oh, yeah.
But
if the show, the ticket, I'm talking
about your ticket.
Your ticket. Oh, what would you have done if your ticket won?
Oh, I'd be out of here.
You wouldn't give the $2 million to each of us like we agreed?
We all agreed to buy a ticket
for
the show.
You don't pay attention. Wow. You don't listen to the. That was
I'm
not
sorry,
the deal.
I was busy texting.
That was not the deal.
I'm in such a great mood today from my news of my father's health. Yes. I'm just going to let you guys handle
that. was not the. I'm going to need your help here. The deal was not you buy a ticket, we buy it. That was I bought $20 worth of tickets, but they were. It was not a question of. You buy a ticket for the show. If you're buying a ticket for the show, then you would split $200 million with us.
I remember it was clear. It was indelibly clear.
I misunderstood.
So that would have been a real bone of contention.
I thought our assignment was each to buy at least one lottery ticket, any of those won, then
how could you possibly say that was your understanding when nothing of the kind was said?
Well, I have no idea.
And you were in on it when we were goading. Remember, Mark didn't want to share at all.
Right.
We
goaded him into it. Right.
Mark might have been the only one that would have gotten a free. Well, I really didn't agree to it.
Right.
No, but I did.
He did ultimately. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If he said that, I would give him such a bad look.
If you would have won. On your ticket that you set aside, you would have been out of here and not had any conversation with anybody.
I guess that was the thought at the time. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's wild.
I'll keep that in mind.
But
we'll all keep that in mind.
Had the other ticket won, then we would have shared that.
Because we're a little communist country here. Politburo. We can vote anybody out.
I didn't realize it would be taken this seriously. Yeah.
You didn't?
No.
I take it seriously.
It's pointless because none of them won anyway.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. I bought a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And one of the very first things, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, the very first things I would have done after getting the lawyer and figuring out how I'm going to get the payoff would have been how to
distribute.
Yeah. How to handle it with you guys.
Same with me.
If you
normally don't even play, so I don't know.
But if you bought a ticket for the show, well, that was very nice of you. Then you should split the entire thing with all.
Well, and you know what? I probably would.
Just tweaking.
Who gave up the $50 on the snow?
You don't think he's tweaking it? You think he's being honest?
No, it just came out so clearly that I
thought it would be funny. Who gave up the $50 for the snow?
You did. Yeah. It's a lot different than $600 million.
Yeah, I bought like $60 worth of tickets, and then I bought $4 worth of tickets for the fortune cookie tickets, and I said, whoever wins, I got to give $2 million to my boys.
Yeah,
we're good to go.
Here's where I'm being honest here. Right. I would not have thought that the $2 million applies if I'd gotten a third of it.
Well, it's all tiered out, clearly.
Yeah. I would have given you a third of that.
Oh, $666,000.
That was
a problem, too.
Why do you think that's a problem?
Because you hit the jackpot. It wasn't whether you hit $600 million or you have to get $200 or $300
million. I think it's absolutely a game of percentages.
I take whatever he gives me, because at that point...
We were talking about $650 million, though. That's what we were talking about.
Which is so much crazy money. I mean, even after the taxes and the accountants and everything else.
Yeah, but I could use a couple more.
But I would not know what to do with that much money. And so
you said you would leave the show with that much money.
But no,
I seriously thought about
if you didn't have to work anymore and you could live on an island or something, sure.
Don't you love doing this, though?
Yes, I do, but I love islands.
No, but I also, the difference between what I do now and what I've done in the past is I'm doing this now, and we all revenue share on this show. I don't mind people knowing that.
Right.
We split things right down the middle here. Right. That's how we do it, and that's the way it's been done.
Right.
And I would feel an obligation to the people that have supported us. At the same time, you never know what life's going to throw you.
I'm not going to give them $2 million.
No, not a chance. Not a chance. God, where'd the time go? God, that was amazing. I didn't think our little lottery discussion would get crazy.
But do you think she has the ticket, this lady, the crazy lady?
I will tell you, maybe she has it. Maybe who, you know, I think she's probably, she owes that money to her coworkers.
Yeah, what's she going to do with all that money?
You don't enter into a pool and then say, I've got some on the side for myself. It doesn't work
It's more money than one human being should have.
It's greed of a level, and she's extremely suspect.
I believe Buzz now. I believe
that he would have given up.
Yeah,
some?
He would have. Yeah.
Here's the thing:
we would have guilted him into it.
I would have guilted myself.
It would have taken about three episodes, but we'd get our cash.
I would have provided enough money if I'd won the big mm-hmm. prize to motivate all of you to relocate, though.
Oh,
big yeah. time
to my sure. island.
Yeah. Big time. Island would be fine.
Yeah,
that would be very cool.
That'd be nice.
It was you know what?
But we could hire movers.
We could hire movers.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't have to touch a thing. RJ wouldn't have to wrap the china.
And I also would probably indulge in a slightly modified schedule. We will take a break. When exactly. we come back, it's the Magic Audio Vault with Rob. We gotta hustle.
Move
hustle,
it.
Hustle.
Thursday.
Welcome back to MichaelMarishow.com.
Oh, yeah.
This segment is brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop. Coming soon, dinners featuring Spanish wines. To find their tasting calendar and specials and to learn about monthly wine classes, follow them on Twitter and Facebook or call them at 703-255-5425. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton. Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world. They've got hand-picked brews, cheeses, pâtés, all the good stuff. Oakton Wine Shop is a proud sponsor of our live stage show, and they also gave away the new iPad.
Yes, they did.
That's right. They gave it away, not will give it away. Need to update the copy,
right.
Oh,
Mr. Generous. Anyway, the new iPad was given away to one of the most enthusiastic contestants of the night. Let's get right to it. Open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, April 3, 2012.
And Kentucky is on fire because they're so excited that they won.
Literally on fire.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So here's the final moments of last night's big game.
Three, short, into the arms of Davis. And a superior team all season long. Was the superior team tonight, and the Kentucky coronation is complete.
Champions. Let's burn something.
Burn a still down.
Yeehaw!
So Kentucky beats Kansas 67-59, but that's not the big story.
How the hell does Tab live in that state?
Hey, I got my in-laws.
Does he hate it?
He does.
Does he hate it? That's great. I'm glad.
Tab is a New Jersey boy. He really doesn't fit in so good in Kentucky.
Duh.
But the big story last night.
Burn it up. Oh, that's right.
I got in-laws and my wife is from there.
Yeah, she hates it too.
It's a good place to be from.
She doesn't want to live there anymore. Yeah.
Shalom, y'all. Hey,
she's very happy here.
You don't burn crap up and turn cars over and personal property of individuals and burn things.
I found
when
myself
your team
wondering
wins.
This morning, would that have happened if Kansas had won? And I don't think so, but you never know these days.
You never know where.
Right. It happened at Maryland.
It can happen. It happened at Maryland. It happens anyway. Yeah, it's just, you know what it is. It's really, it's not cool. And they ought to really, I swear to God, bring down the hand of the law on these sons of bitches.
Oh, you know what it is? Absolutely. Yeah. They broke the law.
Binge drinkers.
Yeah, you're damn absolutely
them.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, and disrespect.
I don't think alcohol was at play, Oscar. I don't think alcohol was at play.
I think alcohol might
with
have
Oscar.
Did you hear the national anthem last night?
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I'm out there, and I'm a Kentucky student. I'm absolutely wasted. I'm sorry. I'm using myself as an example.
Okay,
and I was a great binge drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Blinder. I'm not breaking anything.
No.
I'm going around.
Fire.
I'm hugging. I'm kissing.
Right.
I'm high-fiving.
You grab ass.
Those are people that are destructive, delinquent individuals that need really to be prosecuted. The only way you're going to fix this, and it happens again and again and again and again with sports teams, you have to prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
A year in jail would really show some of these instigators that start these fires and destroy people's livelihoods by breaking storefront windows.
You're right.
That, you know, maybe you shouldn't behave like a complete lunatic.
You're right when you say they had it in them anyway. This is an excuse for that behavior
absolutely.
In their minds.
And it's it's a limited group.
Right.
It's
it
a limited
is.
Group. But it's like, you know, the whole thing with sports. This is symptomatic of our sports teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it comes from the NFL. And a lot of it comes with, Tiger Woods, How about, like, hands up, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Instead of the, I killed, I rip your... You know, you're not a gladiator.
Right.
You're not. You're not pulling somebody's throats
you
out.
Be, yeah.
But it's really culturally we're, you know, man, now I'm going off on a real tangent here, and I know we're going to run out of time. I apologize, but sometimes, man, I've got to get my mind to work quicker in the early parts of the show. You see things like I watch Spartacus.
Let's get you a 68-minute energy.
I watch Spartacus.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Gay.
Yes, sure. Thank you.
I do, too.
And, my God, it is getting – the guy comes out talking about the next season of Spartacus, and he says – and our next season will be better, more epic, more plot lines, larger in scope. And what was the last line? He says something like, and better deaths.
Wow.
And Spartacus now, when you see Spartacus, nice is imaging. Slow motion, opening throats up with the blood
gushing,
cascading
out,
through the eye.
Right.
And it's like, you know, there was a time, I watch it, I enjoy it. There was a time when that would have been under a greater deal of scrutiny.
And I find myself mm-hmm. getting desensitized to it, which is weird.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Very
we're becoming
weird.
A little more violent. Yeah. We really are.
What? Do not become desensitized to what The Fray did to the national anthem last night.
Okay.
Did you hear The Fray sing
no.
the national anthem?
No, I did not.
This
did
is
not.
Like so wrong. Just listen to the guitar on this. Pop. They're a pop band. Kids love their yes. hot music.
The Fray. Too lazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also the guitar chords don't seem to match. However, I think a person that could do a good job with the national anthem is the lovely Ann Romney.
Ann Romney.
She was on WBAL, essentially a local station.
Sure.
And I didn't
TV care, or radio.
She was on the radio station.
Okay.
It was a phone in. I didn't care for her phrasing and how she would. They asked her, "Doesn't Mitt seem stiff?" It's odd how she entertained the question.
And I've seen him like in casual conversations, and he comes off very, very, you know, smooth and okay. But sometimes he appears stiff. Do you have to fight back some criticism? Like, my husband isn't stiff, okay?
Well,
good hire, Dave.
I guess we better unzip him and let the real Mitt Romney out, because he is not.
Unzip him.
Really?
So do you think when you talk about Jesus. Stiff and unzip?
I was focusing on the host.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good
the
job.
Nine. That's the 9 o'clock guy or the late night guy.
Yeah.
They popped in there. Yeah. Good hire. Anyway,
Hi,
Dave. How are you? Mike O'Meara here. I'm down here. Used to sub for your morning show a little bit. How you doing? Yeah, I'm the forgotten man down here.
I don't think
and loving it.
Good job. Yes, loving it.
I don't think Mitt Romney's stiff at all.
These are pancakes. I'm in okay. Rosemont.
But. Also, one of the things on Mad Men this week is that Heinz wanted to hire the Rolling Stones
right.
to do a jingle for
right.
their baked beans.
That's the part of Mad Men I adore. I
You're
love
right.
that part.
Agreed. They still have that.
It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Except did you know, and I did not until this very day, that in 1964, the Rolling Stones did a commercial for the Rice Krispies. Wake up in the morning, there's a snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's wow. a snapper in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says Rice Krispies to you.
Wow. Sure. Told his time. Pouring out your music. I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You had a good tune than an advertiser? Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies.
It aired in 1964 in the United Kingdom only. But yeah, the Stones did a Rice Krispies.
Very, very cool. Wow.
And I close with Jimmy Kimmel's take on April Fools. The way this guy thinks of jokes is mind-boggling.
I love your clips.
I'm glad to see everyone survived April Fool's Day. Show of hands. Who told their kids they were adopted this weekend? You know who I feel worse for on April Fool's Day? Mr. T. Poor guy has so much pity for fools. He really doesn't get to enjoy the day. April Fool's is a very bad day to have a heart attack. Nice try, Dad. Oh, I'm good. Taking the car.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Ball.
I like the April Fool's. Yeah. I even had one for my 91-year-old mom.
Really?
Yeah, I told her Frankie died.
Oh,
I did.
It was
she loved it.
Off.
Or were you predicting the future?
No, not at all.
Maybe that was an Oscars cookie.
He's sequestered in the laundry room, not disrupting the show today. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress and slash it till you spend a lot of money. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com and greetings to Christina Acra.
Yeah.
Welcome to Washington, Ms. Acra.
Please join our show.
I have no acrophobia.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Rob Spiewak, can we give you a little ding on
hey,
that
thanks.
One?
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Good you showed up today.
All right. Let's bring the cheapest man in America in here.
I
the
might
man,
just stay here.
The man who has trouble with the concept of sharing, but he gives us a nice little newscast every day.
Plays well with others.
Here's Buzz Stroller Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the DR Lawn Aerator. Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn. Do it yourself easily with the DR Lawn Aerator from DR Power Equipment. Coring your lawn helps to get water and nutrients, gives the roots more room to grow. Get more tips for a better lawn, a free DVD to see the DR Lawn Aerator in action, and up to $300 off right now. Just click the DR ad on our website. The DR Lawn Aerator. DR is professional power done right. The battle over Facebook privacy has begun, and the woman on the front line is Michigan teacher's aide Kimberly Hester. She says she was suspended from her job for refusing to let school administrators have her Facebook password so they could look at a picture she had posted. The picture's a joke from last April Fool's Day. It's a photo of a coworker's lower legs with her pants around her ankles. A parent complained about the photo, and that's when the superintendent told Kim he needed to see it.
I hate parents.
She said no. That's when she got the letter suspending her from work. The case goes to arbitration next month.
Wish her luck. Yeah, hope she wins it.
Yeah.
And I hope it sets the right precedent for the rest of us.
Absolutely.
As the filing deadline draws closer, Americans thinking about their tax refunds, and with good reason, most of us are getting them this year. The new survey says most of us will be responsible and spend it to pay off bills. 55% of us say we'll focus on needs instead of wants. Nearly a fourth of us say we will spend it on a vacation. We spend on average.
I'd like to take this opportunity. If you are getting a significant tax refund, if your income perhaps went down and you continued to pay, and you just happen to get, you're in a transition, like transitioning from making a fairly decent amount of money to very little money.
Right.
I would urge you to spend your refund responsibly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please spend your spend it responsibly. Thank you. Hi, honey.
Now, what kind of motorcycle is that? Is that a split tail?
That's a Fat Boy, 2005 Fat Boy. That's not a 2011 Electric Light.
Right.
No.
Thank you.
We spend on average nearly a third of our income on taxes,
yes,
which is more than we spend on food, clothing, and housing combined.
Hi, Lyndon. No, hey, go ahead.
That means every day you work up until about April 17th goes to income taxes.
It's ridiculous.
Let's see, what else is going on? The GSA.
It's for the birds.
GSA is supposed to watch over how your tax money's spent, but the head of that agency's resigned in disgrace after word of a $1 million conference in Vegas that included $100 a plate meals, a mind reader, and $6,000 worth of commemorative coins.
What is that, Government Services Administration?
Exactly, and it's a kind of a congressional watchdog thing. It's to make sure that none of our tax money is squandered, and look what they've done.
Yeah, I always thought GSA was kind of an acronym for a nice slam at people. Go suck ass!
that works, too, and now applies to this agency.
Okay. I like it if you try it again, but say it nicer.
Go suck ass.
You see, it works both ways.
Now it's a request.
Thank you.
We were talking about the woman who says she won the lottery and doesn't want to. Well, if it's real, she got about $105 million on instant payout. Her coworkers at McDonald's are crying shenanigans. There was another case like this one recently in New Jersey. And if this case here in Maryland goes like the one in New Jersey, Merlanda will have to share her winnings.
Oh, really?
A very different story in Albuquerque, however, where some firemen won $10,000 with their pool. They will use every penny to help one of their coworkers through brain tumor surgery.
That's awesome.
There you go. There's the good side. Right. So I'm really curious that there is a precedent for
there is in New Jersey.
In the New Jersey
force
one,
her good, the bitch.
Yeah. What happened in New Jersey is Governor Chris Christie ate the fortune.
ate the ticket.
Yeah.
Charges being filed tomorrow against the 43-year-old who massacred 7 people in yet another campus shooting yesterday. 3 other people were wounded. One Go, a former student at this private school for religion and nursing, was upset because the school had dismissed him. Also in Oakland yesterday, the feds raided a cannabis college that provides training for the medical marijuana industry, as well as... Feds also raided 3 licensed medical marijuana facilities. Mm-hmm. Oakland gets $1.7 million a year from its 4 dispensaries, and that's about to increase as the number of licensed as the dispensaries double from to 8 in the coming months.
Caramel. Caramel. Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel.
Thank you. Finally.
Caramel.
Hey.
Caramel.
Sex news.
You guys are like kids.
In Ireland.
I was trying to get his attention so we could have a laugh off between the hockey kid and Finnish. And you got to turn my replay down a little bit because it's too goddamn loud.
All right, here we go.
It's too busy trying to figure out what he's playing.
I know.
He's composing.
You ready? You go first. Thank you.
That was great.
And finally.
Yeah, it was really worth the wait, wasn't it?
We'll go out with some sex news.
Okay.
In Ireland, Father Martin McVeigh was meeting with more than a dozen parents and one 8-year-old when he popped a thumb drive into his computer and Windows auto-played the gay porn slideshow on the memory stick.
Oh, how unfortunate. I really wish you hadn't seen it.
Oh, take a look at that. That's the same as my dinner plate.
The priest says he has an explanation. In the meantime, the parish is holding an emergency meeting to decide its next move.
Oh, God.
And in Bradenton, thank you, Florida, a 47-year-old woman has been busted for offering sex in exchange for two double cheeseburgers from McDonald's value menu. One way or another, fellas, you're buying her dinner.
Ew,
I'm
gross.
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. That is...
pink slime?
You just know that... Oh, is that our picture of Christina?
This will be on the website today.
That's Christina Acra. A little Welcome to Washington
picture. I'd
buy
her four Happy Meals.
Thank you very much. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. You can like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. We welcome them to the advertising family at TMOS. Take a class, save a life. It's that easy. We'll be back with a brand new one tomorrow. Have a great time, everybody. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Don't say split tail.